From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump stiffened his resolve against North Korea Thursday, saying that if the North initiates warfare, things will happen to them like they never thought possible.
Let's see what he does with Guam. He does something in Guam, it will be an event the likes of which nobody's seen before, what will happen in North Korea. He's not going to go around threatening Guam, and he's not going to threaten the United States, and he's not going to threaten Japan, and he's not going to threaten South Korea. No, that's not a dare, as you say. That is a statement of fact.
Earlier, the president said his comments vowing to inflict fire and fury on the reclusive communist regime for its nuclear weapons development program maybe were not enough. He spoke hours after North Korea said it is finalizing a plan to launch 4 ballistic missiles to the waters off the shores of the U.S. territory of Guam. It is North Korea's latest provocation in the war of words between it and Washington. Global stocks declined again Thursday as President Trump and North Korea continued their exchange of angry rhetoric and threats of military action. American stocks were down sharply at the close of trading, with the Dow off more than 200 points, the S&P 500 down nearly 1.5%, and the NASDAQ sliding more than 2%. Earlier, key indices in Hong Kong, Germany, and London fell by 1% or more. Analysts said a measure of stock price volatility called the Fear Index was at its highest level since May. This is VOA News.